Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
And how lovely at this point of the show to welcome, man, just 100 points in the bank, basically, over a few days. Jake Trbojevic joins us right now. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys?
Very well, thank you. How's the body backing up after Wednesday and playing last night?
Feeling all good. Obviously, a couple of wins definitely helps. feeling not too bad.
How do you help lift someone like DCE, obviously, who you've played against on the Wednesday? When you come back in as teammates and want to turn all that around, how'd that go?
Oh, he was obviously a bit disappointed with Wednesday, but I think it was just good for him to get out there as quick as possible, and I thought he was outstanding last night, so I'd probably have him in a lot better headspace, get a bit of confidence back. And I thought he, as I said, played really well, and yeah, as a side, we all played pretty well, so it was a really good night for us.
Jakey, you had an emotional night last night, remembering one of your best ever, Bobby Fulton, Bozo. The 175 second mark, that was his playing number, the crowd all applauded. Round of applause was fantastic. What kind of message did Desi say before the game about the great immortal Bobby Fulton, mate?
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah, he said there was a lot of emotion in the game for us. He's a massive figure in our club, as you said, our best ever player. Such a big influence as a coach, player, and you know, as an advisor, he's had a big influence on all of our careers. So he just wanted us to honour him with effort, and you know, I thought we did that. Obviously, we didn't have a great start, but it was just really good that we could get back in the game and put in a performance like that on a night as such, you know, and honour him with a really good performance.
Yeah, we just spoke about the slow start. Jakey, what was all that about?
Man, I don't know, eh? We just sort of didn't come out of the dressing room, you know. They caught us on the hop, and it was 12-0 after 10 minutes, and we really had a bit of a wake-up call, and I just think it was really good how we can turn it around. We got back in our groove. We didn't panic too much, and went into halftime up 28-12, which was really pleasing, and then just continued that in the second half. It was a really good team effort, I think. I think everyone played really well, and just everyone worked really well together.
Now, obviously being an emotional night, and you and Tom had a great relationship with Bozo. Tommy wanted to play. How hard was it for Des to make him sit down?
Yeah, obviously, he always wanted to play, but I think it was a pretty easy decision for Des, you know, with just his history and that sort of thing the last couple of years. And having such a big game on Wednesday, it just wasn't smart for him to play a couple of days later. So it was an easy decision for Des. Obviously disappointing for Tom. Always wants to play any game, and especially a night like that where you're honouring Bozo, but just wasn't to be. I think it'd be better for the long run of the season and better for his health overall.
Jake, we've seen during the year how hard you take a loss. Tell us how much better you are after a win. How much better you sleep. How much more you enjoy life.
Mate, life's so much more enjoyable, Reedy. Honestly, I think this week was the best week of my life, to be honest.
How much ammunition, though, does it give you over Tommy when he's sitting out every second week? Do you use that at all?
No, not really, because you see how disappointed it is for him when he's, you know, not out there. It's quite tough at times. You know, the last couple of years has been, they've been pretty tough on him, to be honest. So I'm just happy to see him out there consistently and playing really good footy. I think he deserves a bit of good luck, you know, after the last couple of years. So he takes it pretty hard when he's not out there.
Jake, you're speaking of Tom. Just off air, I was showing the guys that famous video when Tommy was taping and you're at beside the lake at the golf course, and I think Ben pushed
yeah,
you
Ben,
in.
Yep.
He's obviously playing first grade as well now, Ben, but have you ever got him back for that?
No, I haven't got him back, Reedy. I'm still trying to think of something. I can't think of anything as good, eh? That was a low
That's
day.
A good one.
It was genius. Did you finish the round?
I wanted to kill him.
Jakey, don't be so angry, mate. That's not you. Come on.
Find it if you haven't looked at it, because it's very, very funny. Were you, moving back to Wednesday, just briefly for you, Jake, was it a surprise at all just how well everything clicked for New South Wales?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was really, really special, to be honest. I think, obviously, we had a great side, but it all came together so quickly. You only had 10 days in camp together, and to put it together like that in the first game was really, really exciting. But, you know, it's only the first game. We can't get too ahead of ourselves. You know, I've been in this position before where we've won the first game and lost the series. So I've got to keep working hard, and hopefully we can go up to Brisbane and put in a performance like that again.
Curtis Herndon's back soon for you guys. We're just speaking about your win last night and kind of thinking about where everyone's going to fit. Obviously, with Olakau too, having such a fantastic game, not just last night, but he's been good for the last month. It's a good pleasure to have, isn't it? And what do you think of this young Ola Kawatu? I was saying that he was the young kid who got his elbow injured in the New South Wales Cup game in round two. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, elbow like fully dislocated.
Yes,
didn't look good, and he's come out really well. I thought the thing's been, as you said, outstanding. Like the last month or two, and he's really becoming a force on the edge there. He's a nightmare for halves to tackle him. You know, he's just really good, strong young player, and he's growing in confidence each week. So it's really, really healthy position to be in, where you've got lots of good players putting their hand up, MG, and it's really, really exciting for us. And hopefully, the back end of the year that really helps us.
Are you at the golf course now, Jakey, are you?
Not at the moment, but I'll be getting out there this weekend, I think.
Hey, Jakey, what about Ben, obviously playing first grade the last few weeks? What's that been like for the family and for you to see your younger brother do what you've done?
Oh, it's really special, Reedy, honestly. Really, really special. It's quite emotional, you know. Very, very proud. The first game where we played Knights was actually quite tough. It was just a you know, long day. I get nervous myself, and then when he's making his first game, I was just really, really nervous. So, but you know, to get the first couple of games out of the way, and I thought last night he did really well in the 20 odd minutes he had, and got a lot of confidence out of it. So it was really, really special night for us, and the family are just also proud.
Sorry, mate, we don't mean to to and fro. Do you want to ask any more questions on Manly, MG?
I just want a quick one on Benny, the brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was at St Mary's about 2 months ago and watching my young bloke play Jersey Flegg, and your young bloke was playing against him, and I can't believe how he's a mixture of you and Tommy. He's Tommy's body with your head. Dead ringer. And I said, this is a hybrid. This kid's a hybrid of both of them. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. He's built similar to Tom, but they've got him playing in the back row, and he's growing in confidence. You know, he probably didn't expect to be in this early, but we've had a few injuries, and it's just really, really exciting.
Good on him,
really
good on him, mate.
Family, yeah.
Good on him.
It's a new creature. It's got the head of a lion and the body of a lion, but a different lion. It's terrific.
But back to Wednesday, Jake. Your role up front, it was a different one than you've been playing previously. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, enjoy it. Any chance you get to play for the Blues, doesn't matter what position, you know. Happy to put my hand up. I've played a bit of front row early in my career, and I've actually played front row for the Blues before, so it's not foreign to me. It's quite tough. I wasn't used to having so many hit-ups in the first 20, but it was really, really enjoyable night, you know, and I think when you have wins like that, honestly, play any position, it's just good fun.
And speaking of good fun, the likes of Jerome Luai, Brian To'o, did you get any selections on the boom box, or did you have to keep well away?
Oh, no, they didn't like my music.
What, they don't like Kenny Rogers? Come on, man.
Nah,
what about those boys? What about that new gang coming into camp? It's always exciting to have some new blood in there, but they really look like they left their stamp.
Oh, didn't they? What? And then they just back it up on the field. They're just, honestly, really, really good guys. Just confident in what they do, but they, honestly, they do a lot for other people, you know, out in their hometown, and really good, humble people. They work really hard, and they just back it up on the field, eh? It's honestly, it's been a pleasure to watch when they're playing for Penrith, obviously not when you're versing them, and then getting to play alongside them for the Blues, seeing how good they are. It's actually awesome, eh? Honestly.
It must have been a pretty good dressing shed pre-game. I mean, in those big moments, you like to look around and see who you're going out in the field with, but you've got Latrell and you had your brother Tommy, you had Tedesco there. It was a pretty solid outfit.
Yeah, no, it is really nice when you look around. You've got that calibre of players alongside you, and then you've got the blokes like Cleary and Luai and who they're just all good players in form who've been winning all year. It's great to have them alongside you. You know, it gives you a lot of confidence. And so honestly, it was a great night, and I just hope we can do it again in a couple of weeks.
All right, mate. Well, congratulations on a terrific week, the best week in your life. I love that. I'm sure we'll catch up and chat again soon.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
See you, Jake.
Absolute pleasure. What a great bloke. Jake Trbojevic.
World's best bloke, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is the absolute utter champion. This is the Saturday Scrum. Thanks to King G.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.